Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A story now of an artist, a community, and a snake. For the Chinese, the Lunar New Year marks the year of the snake, a creature of the Chinese zodiac that embodies grace, materialism, and intelligence. Brooklyn-based illustrator Kam Mok's work can be seen in the Postal Service commemorative stamp for this Chinese New Year. It's a beautiful image of fireworks, fireworks common to Tet celebrations. Kam Mok says he is returning to simple memories of youth and tradition, growing up in Hong Kong and New York's Chinatown, putting aside all of the predictions of the future around New Year, instead thinking about his work and his community.
It was around late 2006, and I was approached by my art director. Her name was Ethel Kessler. She's one of the contract art director for the U.S. Postal Service. She said, Cam, they just renewed the Lunar New Year stamp for a second series, and they're looking for someone to do it, and I want you to come up with some concepts. And I was ecstatic. I was really excited because this is something part of my heritage. So I start sketching. So on all the animal, the Chinese zodiac, the first animal was the rat. So I took all my tracing paper out and start sketching as many kind of rats I could think of that could be aesthetically beautiful for a stamp. And I showed it to the art director. And then we both felt that there was something missing. You know, I felt the animal, it was not part of my experience. It was always much more. It was about all the elements that surround the Lunar New Year's. So what I came up with was red lanterns. I used the red lantern because the red lantern, it was something that we use as a decorations. Right before the Lunar New Year, my mother would take out her beautiful red lantern and put them around the windows. And they are decorated all over Chinatowns where you see them. And we have many, many centuries of history behind that.
So the mission here is to introduce people to the zodiac, which information they could get anywhere, but you're adding symbols and elements that actually teach people more about how the Chinese actually practice New Year.
That's right, John. I want to share a more deeper meaning what celebration the Lunar New Year is for a typical Chinese American or any Asian culture who celebrate Lunar New Year. And I don't want to say that I'm teaching them. It's more I want to share really the story, the rituals around the Lunar New Year.
Well, what'd you pick for the snake?
I picked the snake is using the firecrackers. And firecracker is a very important ritual for us. I still, to this day, remember when I came to America, I settled in Chinatown on Elcher Street. And I would hear from a window, firework goes on all night long. As a 10, 11-year-old kid, love it. It's just so fun. And that's my childhood. But there's a deeper meaning. Firecracker, we lit them to scare off evil spirits so that we can start fresh.
As an artist and something of a poet, you've actually written something that suggests
yes.
Your own sense of this day.
I wrote and illustrated a book called My Chinatown. And it's really about me, a 10-year-old boy, growing up in Chinatown, and it's all the positive things that I remember. And I have a poem in that book that I felt that it's just very perfect and appropriate to read to kind of accompany the year of the snake stamp.
All right. Well, accompanying the year of the snake stamp and the year of the snake New Year. Second day of the New Year. Kam Mok now reading a poem from his book, My Chinatown.
Back home in Hong Kong, it's New Year. Papa say, we'll have New Year here in America, in Chinatown. Mama said, it'll be just like home. But it isn't home, even when the firecrackers hiss and crackle all night long to scare off every evil spirit in the world. In the morning, I go out alone to kick through drifts of red paper. Somewhere, there'll be one whole firecracker hidden, waiting for me. But I can't find one. Even through the air dances with scraps of red, a snowfall, the color of luck. It must be someone else's luck this year, not mine.
Kam Mok, Brooklyn illustrator, who's illustrating the 12 signs of the zodiac in a stamp series for the U.S. Postal Service. also an artist and illustrator of children's books. Cam, thanks so much and Happy New Year.
Thank you, John.